Kayatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into this terrific Tuesday, March 24, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things that I want to start off with today is you have got to be careful with these fake little snow flurries. Went outside this morning to start up Miss Vicky's car, get it all warmed up for, brush off the little powder snow that was on it. Took one step off of the porch, onto the step, onto the sidewalk, and my feet went right out from underneath me. Solid, glassy coat of ice underneath the snow. Bam! Right down on my side, my left side, my left elbow took the brunt of it. Left hip, heard a couple of vertebrae pop into place or out of place. We'll find out here in a couple hours. But you got to be very careful out there this morning. Solid ice underneath the powder snow on concrete. So throw some salt down, let it start breaking it up before you go out there. You would think, being 68 years old, being a truck driver, seeing weather conditions all across the country, you think somebody would know that there was ice underneath that snow. But nope, not me. Learned the hard way. And that's a question. Do we ever stop learning? Couple years, going to be 70 years old. Do we ever stop learning these little life lessons? I don't think so. I think we learn until the day we die. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have any questions for Stacy, I have some questions for her, especially after hitting that concrete. So one of the things that we're looking at is Lansing, what's going on as they go into spring break, finishing up this pre-budget legislative session. Why do I say that? Because when they come back from spring break, it's going to be full-blown budget process until June 30th. The rest of April, March, and June will be completely the Republican-controlled House. Maybe after the May 5th election, a split 19-19 Senate is going to go into legislative lockdown mode, because the governor has said flat out, based on this being an election year heading into the August primaries, I want the budget on my desk by June 30th. Before you leave for summer break, go into the campaign mode of knocking on doors, putting up signs for August. I want the budget. I want it on my desk, and I want to know that it's done. Very, very, very interesting process happening already. So we'll get into that. We have a couple of bills we're going to talk about and a couple of interviews. Stacy, laser light deep tissue treatments over in Sheboygan. If you have any questions for her, send me a text. Take a short break. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Conservative leader, just like the best. No holds bar, he's ready for the test. Quality efficiency, that's his game. Cut through the fake, call out the name. Crooked politicians led us astray. Perry's on a mission, he's here to stay. Perry Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax, saving us at no 4747. City, hear people cheer with Perry in the lead. Yeah, we got nothing to fear.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
pennies for someday.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this absolutely terrific Tuesday. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy from Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office over in Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
Did you hear my first segment?
I didn't. I was running around. I'm so sorry.
Well, that's okay. We're going to have to wait a day or so and see. But I may be coming up to visiting you and Dr. Gary this week.
Oh, wonderful.
No, not actually.
Oh.
We had snow, a little bit of flurry. Of course, because, see, I washed Vicky's Jeep yesterday. Every time I wash the Jeep, it always snows the next morning. It's just a thing, okay?
Okay.
Well, went out to warm up the car, you know, carry our backpack out for walk her out to her vehicle this morning, and I looked out, and there was a nice, fluffy, little bit of fluff snow just barely powdering on the sidewalk. And I said, okay, well, I need to grab the broom, the snow broom for her windshield and her glass, which I just washed and polished and made it absolutely pretty. And I step off the porch onto the first step and then step onto the sidewalk, and my feet went right up from underneath me, right up in the air. And I landed on my left shoulder and left elbow. That took the brunt of it. I'm afraid to take off my jacket and look because I think there's blood right now on my left elbow. And I felt a couple vertebrae pop up in my upper back. Now, my range of motion seems to be pretty good, but I don't know if they popped into place or out of place. And my head kind of hit the ground a little bit on the side. And it's like, when are you going to learn? Underneath powder snow is always freezing glass ice. And that's what it was. So
you got up. Both an adjustment.
I think I'm going to. maybe a laser light treatment on my shoulder because it's kind of aching right now.
Yeah.
But the point of the matter is, Officer Rick said, your morning fall is one of the reasons I'll be living in Florida soon. I'm not going to have a life-ending injury from slipping and falling on ice.
Oh, no.
Yes. So you know what? I think in addition to understanding that process, my feet going out, me going up in the air and landing right on my left shoulder, left elbow, I think people need to know that there's things that happen, obviously, that you don't expect. Right. I mean, I didn't know there was glass ice underneath that powder snow.
Right.
But this kind of thing happens all the time, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. You know, we've had someone, they accidentally, their feet came up, but it was, they were walking past a plow of a truck. And their feet went underneath the plow. The plow was up. And hit the bottom of a plow. Right. I mean, it could have been worse, and it was bad enough. So, no, people are slipping in all the time. Yep. 'Tis the season.
One of the things that I think that we don't fully understand is now what's going on in my body. You know, the inflammation is already starting. I'm starting to feel my elbow is starting to become immobile. If there's some inflammation happening there to kind of protect whatever is going on. But how soon after this fall does someone need to come and see Dr. Gary and see you for a laser light treatment in the area, wherever it hurts?
Well, the laser, you can do it as soon as you can get there, truthfully, as soon as you can get in.
Okay.
I would do that as soon as you can. As far as the chiropractic adjustment,
yeah.
Sometimes if it's too painful, you can hardly let them touch you. So that is why it's very helpful to get the laser done first.
First.
And it's taking away a lot of the pain or all of the pain.
Yeah.
Making it possible. Right.
Because one of those laser lights, there's two of them on the robotic machine itself. One of them actually deadens the pain receptors. That's its primary function, correct?
Right.
Explain how that works.
Well, the laser is absorbed by your skin, obviously, and all of the tissues, and it makes ATP, adenosine triphosphate, and it's an energy source for enhancing cellular reproduction and metabolism, circulatory improvement, and nerve function. So basically, helps your cells with everything. And it also has a lymph drainage and vasodilation, which helps to transport the nutrients and the oxygen to the damaged cells and repairs and removes cellular debris and toxins. So that is for the inflammation part. And then it desensitizes your track to your brain, that, where your body says, I have pain, so that you don't feel it as well, as much. So one is for, you know, they both together create the ATP, but one helps with inflammation, and the other, I say other in case someone didn't know, there are two lasers in the robotic head, and they're synchronized, so they're doing it at the same time. They're you know, shining on your skin.
Right, right. Yeah. And the thing of it is, this process in doing all that that you just described, then the second one goes in and does something completely different. Explain mm-hmm. that one.
And that one, it's basically, it blocks the trains, the pain that is transmitted by the cells to the brain, and it just decreases the nerve sensitivity.
Got so, it.
Which if you have, due to the decreased inflammation from the other laser already, mm-hmm.
right.
You're already going to have less edema and less pain, but another blocking mechanism for the second laser, it involves the high levels of pain-killing chemicals. So your endorphins is one of them.
Got it.
From the
and
brain.
How does ATP play into that? What is ATP?
ATP is basically like an energizing a battery. And it helps your cells get energized.
And so, what is the technical term of ATP?
Adenosine triphosphate.
Okay, that's it. Adrenaline. Mm-hmm. So there's some adrenaline in there that causes the cells to get energized is basically just from the descriptions, you know.
Well, you think
adrenaline
about
gland, it kicks in.
Well, your cells can get sluggish or injured. And now they're not going to perform well. And so this is kind of giving them a boost to start healing themselves. So you're basically helping your body help itself.
Got it.
Get out of the slump and start working. And it actually helps heal 30 to 40% faster.
Now, in that process, and I want to make sure this is people understand, this can be done basically on any joint, any part of the body, whether it's your feet, whether it's your knee, a hip, shoulder, like what I probably did this mm-hmm. morning, your lower back especially, this process of where this machine, this robotic machine can be placed, can be done basically anywhere in the body.
Almost. We don't do, you know, brains. We do the cervical spine. So the yep. back of your neck up by your head, but we don't do the brain. We don't do thyroid. Other than that, we are
good to go
in business to try to help as many people as possible.
Now, where exactly is the thyroid located?
At the base, on the front of your neck, at the base of your neck.
Ah, very good. So you avoid that.
If you've ever gone to the dentist and they'll do like a mouth tongue check, and then yep. they'll put their fingers on each side of your esophagus, which yeah. is the windpipe. And it's the one that's bulging, that has an Adam's apple for the men, etc. At the base of that, you'll feel a little, it's like a butterfly.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's across the front of your esophagus.
Got it. Got a text mm-hmm. message in just now. Does this treatment, does this work for ankles? I've had a problem with a sprained ankle. Mm-hmm. Explain how you would deal with somebody that's had a sprained ankle and it's still, you know, lingering and still hurting.
We've had nothing but great results with ankles. I can't say great. I can say great with most and good with one chronic. The one chronic, it helped a lot, but it was a chronic, you know, 20-year problem, but it definitely helped him sleep. And he'd, you know, never had had that before, that the pain relief enough to be able to sleep that well. And so it helped him a lot, but it didn't take it 100% away. So he, you know, cut his pain in half. But anybody who had anything acute, you know, and other chronic ones that weren't quite that long,
sure,
or hadn't existed that duration, have been wonderful.
Excellent, excellent. I got,
you know, and it's from previous injuries normally, but the right. other chronic one wasn't necessarily the first chronic one I spoke about.
Okay, this another text came in from the same person, said it was they had stepped in a pothole last fall. Mm-hmm. And they said it's still lingering. They've been laid up all winter, you know, basically hurts. They've been to the doctor. They've given them pain pills. Nothing seems to work. And didn't you mention also that Dr. Gary, he actually adjusted somebody's ankle? There's a way to do that, or something in the foot?
Yeah, definitely.
How does he do that?
If you were to sit down on the table, then he puts his forearm over top the foot. This is not probably always, but I've seen this particular adjustment done even on myself, because my ankle has locked up before, you know, where it was not rotating normally while walking.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very gentle. He cups the back of your heel and he just does a little tug and that's it.
And it pops back into
pretty
place.
Pretty painless. Yeah. Cool. You're just releasing the joints a little bit to let them align themselves, and then gently let it back in, and hopefully it just goes right where you know where it was,
where God intended it
to
be.
Where God put it. That's right.
I love it. Well, if you guys have never been to a chiropractor, I highly recommend going and see Dr. Gary. His years of experience being a mechanical engineer before going to Palmer College, great chiropractic adjustment. He's very gentle. He's completely hands-on, but very gentle, and then followed up with a laser light treatment with Stacy. The combination, I call it, is the 1-2 punch, and it'll get rid of your pain. And it's amazing, absolutely amazing. I'm going to give out the phone number, 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. My phone has been set up. If you text me, laser, LASER, my phone will automatically reply back with a link to that phone number and their address, 323 North Main Street, right there in downtown Sheboygan, across from the PNC Bank. So another text message. Am I able to come in today? The ankle guy is asking.
You bet. Give our office a call. Speak with Carlene. Make sure that you are a candidate for the laser. And if you need the chiropractic, you would be a candidate no matter what for chiropractic. And she'll get you set right up. You definitely can get in today.
Okay, good.
We've helped so many of the Trucker Randy listeners, so please come on in and give it a try. See if we can get rid of your pain and help you be more functional.
Yes. Well, Penny highly recommends you guys. She sent me a text last week, and I think you saw her. Dr. Gary may have seen her too, and highly recommend it. So, again, text me laser or give him a call.